Drop it.
Hello, foodies, and welcome back to the one and only Daily FIFA podcast. We're Food and Review. We bring you updates about the latest content. We talk players and review them. And of course, as a part of foodcoaching.com, we'll give you gameplay advice like tactics and instructions. Today's show is not brought to you by anyone. So there's that. Today is Monday, December 21, episode 195, season 3, episode 61. My name is John, also known as Food Coaching, and joining me is, of course, the King of the North. It's Yngwie.
Hello, hello.
Hello, my friend. How are you doing?
I'm fine. A little bit tired, but other than that, I'm good.
I've heard you took one heck of a nap just now.
Yeah. It's usually, I think it's half an hour, and then suddenly 2.5 hours later, I wake up and it's like, uh-oh.
Yeah, those are the nicest naps you can have, though. Well, you start, like, in lockdown, I always go walking in the afternoon, right? For like half an hour or something. And then come back, freezing cold, lay on the couch, like, oh, this is warm. Suddenly you wake up, it's an hour. Like, oh, not quite sure this was a good idea to do. But hey, at our age, hey. But you're here now. We're recording very early today, so that's different as well. So all in all, nice timing. Yngwie.
Yes.
Before we start asking about each other's weekend league and talk content, I have some housekeeping for this week. Since it's the holidays upcoming, we are recording this week on a Monday. This is a show you're listening to now. Of course, on the Tuesday, 196th episode, and Wednesday, we are going to do a live stream on twitch.tv/foodcoaching, and we are joined by our friends from the Casual Food Casual podcast. We are going to play games, we're going to do some quizzes, we're just going to talk FIFA. We are going to upload that episode is 197, while they will upload their episode, which is going to be exactly the same, but with a different number on it and a different logo. So I'm really looking forward to that. There will be no show this Thursday and this Friday. Thursday is, of course, Christmas Eve. We'll be just hanging out with our families. Friday is Christmas, so no go there. And next week, we return on the Monday with episode 198. We record Tuesday with 199. And on a Wednesday, we are going to record episode 200, which will also be live streaming. And we're going to look how to celebrate that one. And then, of course, the Thursday and the Friday will be taking a couple of days off to start off the new year with a full 5-day schedule once again. So we've got 2 weeks where we only record on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Well, that was a mouthful, Envy.
Yeah, but now it's all out.
Now it's all out, definitely. There will be more to put out there, but soon enough, though. Soon enough. Yngwie, have you played Wicked League this weekend?
I actually did.
And Elite 2, 1, 3?
Is it Elite 6? Gold 3? started really bad, and it's like, didn't go too well, and I was like, should I just stop or go for silver one? And I was like, I'll try to get to 14, and I managed to get 14. So it wasn't a good weekend league, but some fun matches.
Yeah, it happens, right? I mean, it happens. I had some interest. I didn't play weekly though, but I had some interesting experience this weekend, maybe today, I should say. I went to play some on the Xbox Series X.
Yeah,
I didn't play too much there yet. We got asked from our friend of the show, Tori, asked if it was possible to boot up your old version on that console and if you could play Friends. We did not try if you could play Friends, but it's definitely able to install both versions of the game, and you can actually start up both versions separately. So if you want to play Friends, you can perfectly start the old one up. And if you want to just go Rivals or whatever, see the new fancy graphics, then you go start up the new Series X variant, and which works perfectly. But then I played some rivals in Div 1 on the Series X version. And I was playing guys with 400 less skill rating than I was. That was quite interesting, to say the least. Like, almost makes me think I should maybe play Wicked League there upcoming time.
But then you can face people with 400 more XP than you as well.
Yeah, that's it. So you have no idea what's going on there, right? I think that's the biggest thing. No,
the player base there isn't that big yet. So, but hopefully that will be improve when a few people get their console for Christmas, hopefully. So maybe that's going to be a little bit better after Christmas and maybe the coming weekend league.
Oh, that's fair.
Start getting their new Xbox and PlayStation and stuff like that.
That's a fair point. Are you one of those people who are expecting a new console on the Christmas tree?
I don't know. We'll see what I'll get for Christmas.
Do you want me to say that some extra loud that you can hear it? Or
well, I know the gift has been bought, so...
Is there already a big box on the Christmas tree then?
I didn't buy anything, so...
Oh.
We'll see.
You didn't buy anything?
Yet. Then it's not a Christmas gift if I buy it for myself.
No, not for yourself, but you did buy your wife a present, right?
I bought her too, so I think I'm good this year.
Oh, you're good. You're good, buddy. Yeah. Which reminds me, I need to get a gift tomorrow. But hey, that's another story. Yngwie, we got some interesting players over the weekend. Your famous left back, which was removed, has returned, but was not the left back we expected.
No. We got Adama Traore. I kind of had a suspicion that he would get something. The SBC itself clocks in at around 200k. Two sections are not too bad. First one is called Wolves. You get a Prime Electrum Players Pack, costs around 30k to do. You need one player from Wolves, one Team of the Week or for Champs player, minimum 83 rated team, and 80 team chemistry. So that one wasn't too bad. The other one is called Premier League, costs around 170k to do. You get a Prime Mix Players Pack. You need one player from the Premier League, 86 rated team, and 65 team chemistry. So chemistry-wise, it's not difficult at all. And you get the 84 rated left back Adama,
and he was bad, man. I looked at the card, I was like, no.
When released, I was like so annoyed. It had high, low work rates and right footed as left back, and it's like, no, this is the other things are quite okay, but this is not gonna work. And then suddenly, he changed to high work rates and. Left-footed. And then things got interesting.
Yeah, this was interesting because we said something about the work rates and stuff from Jesus Navas earlier that week.
Yeah.
They could have changed that one as well. They changed everything to this card to make him good.
Yeah.
It came out, it was like, this isn't good enough, wrong foot, no worries, no needed. He can't, no, work rates are off, forget it. Then 10 minutes later, hey guys, we gave you a really interesting card. Look at it. We got your feedback. Like, wait a minute. That's really fast. This is something we have not seen before at this pace. And these kind of changes, because did you know they would be able to change their foot, actually, on these cards?
I can't remember which card. I don't know if it happened this promo or it was last year. Of course, they changed the shapeshifters when...
That I knew, but for freeze cards yet, right?
No, I know they changed work rates. I can't remember if they changed the foot as well, to be honest. But I was surprised, and I think most people were, in a good way, that, okay, they changed. I wish, they would do the work rates on Navas as well. And maybe boost his pace a little bit, but because Adama didn't get any nerf on his pace, it stayed the same. So that was interesting. And of course, the card is suddenly much more interesting than it was.
It definitely was, yeah.
So he can play left back. He probably can play defensive midfielder, left midfielder.
And where are you playing him now?
I'm trying him at center back. Sorry.
No. That's not sorry. Yeah, I found it kind of interesting that you would do that.
Yeah, I heard rumors that the young guy Anders from Denmark, I think he said got 300 matches without losses in the weekend. He is now using him as a center back, and I thought, well, why not try? So
he can do it. So can we?
Yeah. Because he's strong and fast, of course. So the high worker, it's will take some adjusting, but so I've only tried him one match though. So and he was fine and really strong at winning the ball, and I knew that from playing him left back already. So he's very good as left back as well. So no. I don't know. I'll just do it for fun now. I'm not sure I'm going to use him in the weekend league like that, but he can be a sub as well because he can just step in all over the defense and midfield probably. Not maybe attacking-wise because his shooting and stuff isn't that good, but it's not horrible either. But good to have a super sub, the worst case, but of course it's a 200k super sub, which is...
That's the thing, perfect. Right? He looks perfect as a winger coming into the pitch, but...
Yeah. When opponents are tired.
He does look like a good fullback now, like a proper fullback or wingback in a 3-5-2, 5-2-2.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't link him. Unless if I get Navas.
Yeah, you can you can start Semedo right back. That would help. I'll give him a strong left. strong link, sorry. But then you would have to get a Premier League defense and goalkeeper.
Nah, so I don't
know. It's not easy. Or you can get an icon, of course. If you get Hierro or something, then you get a strong link as well there.
That's true, so, but not quite sure if that's good enough.
You can go in for Walker as well and link him, and then a Premier League midfielder in a 4-3-3, and then you've boxed him in. So it's
that's
not that
true. Yeah, nah, that's true. That's true.
You can link him with Joe Gomez and a Premier League midfielder as well. So that's there's many options to fit him if you want. So yeah.
No, that's a good call though. Yeah, I like this card a lot. No, I didn't like it, but I saw it an hour later. Saw you messaging me. They changed him. Like, ooh, wait. All right, now he is good. Right, he's good. Good value as well.
Yeah, of course, 200k is not cheap, but Premier League and Spain, of course, that bumps the price up a little bit.
Yeah, that.
So, but since he's so versatile,
it's cheaper than Wan-Bissaka.
It's not horrible. So yeah, it's cheaper than Bissaka. So
and better.
Probably.
Yeah, I like this start. Completely changed him. So. I'm all for that. So just change up more next time with other players as well. Like we said, change the work rate. So Navas, be a bit more creative. But now these cards are really fun. So yeah. I'm digging this.
Yep.
Well, and we got something else. Someone else. Ooh,
yes.
We could have actually predicted in the end. But
Lala yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's around 120k to do. So not that expensive. He's a right midfielder now. You need one player from Liga. You need an 85 rated team and 75 team chemistry. So it's not that difficult to do. The only kind of problem I have with this card is that it's 3-star, 3-star. But of course, that's not a must. And they remove so much defensive stats, so you can't really put him back as a right back, which I would have liked if he kept his defensive stats as well. Then he would be perfect for a 3-5-2, 4-4-2, etc., etc. He would be perfect. Then they didn't have to fix his skill moves or weak foot. The 3-star weak foot is of course fine. 3-star skill moves are also fine, but the way he is now, he is quite. Yeah, he's good for running and crossing, of course, with 95 crossing, 90 stamina. Of course, 85 aggression helps as well. So,
Yeah, fine card.
It's a good. It's a good. Yeah, it's a fine card. But
you're doing it.
He's like, no, he's not. It doesn't stand out in any stats really. And I have. I don't doubt I'll do any thing that would require a Liga or French right midfielder at the moment. So I, because there's a rumor as well on, I think Wednesday there's going to come a new, there's a hint for a new player, and I think I'll save my players for that SBC and just need to see who it is first.
Yeah,
we talk. We can talk about that afterwards. Yeah. If you want to go with the teasers that you like, so.
Yeah, I know my opinion about that, but hey.
Yeah. Of course, we got a freeze challenge today as well. You get a prime gold players pack, untradeable, and it costs around 8k to do. Yeah, not of course. It's a tradable. You need minimum 7 nationalities, maximum 5 players from one club, minimum 2 players from the same nation, minimum 1 rare player, minimum 78 rated team and 95 chemistry. So it's doable, it's not expensive. So yeah, if you want to have a go, do it. I've skipped a lot of these because they're untradeable and I don't have that much low rated cards I can throw in anyways. So it's like, I think I'll skip them. I usually never get anything from those packs. So
I'm a bit on the fence about it as well. Yesterday we got the 86 plus one, right?
Yeah, I haven't done that.
Me neither. No, it's like
because you need an 84 rated squad to do it
with high chemistry. So I was like, this is a bit too risky for me. I'm staying out of this one.
Yeah, because it costs around 60k to do, and I have seen a lot of bad pulls from that one, so I don't feel confident.
Somehow there's always a very big chance you get like goalkeepers from it.
Yeah. So that there's that as well. So I doubt I'll do that 86 plus upgrade, to be honest.
Yeah. No, me neither. And I'm not going to do... I'm not doing these challenges too often anyways. I like the upgrades once way too much to put all my rare goals into these challenges.
Yeah.
Not that I got much out of those, but hey, that doesn't matter.
Yeah. It's fun that you can get these type of... SPCs, that's of course cool, but it's a if it was an 83 rated, then maybe I would have rolled the dice, but not when it's an 84 and high chemistry, then it's, I think, too much for me.
Yeah, same.
So
we got
a player today as well, yes. And I guessed right, actually. I didn't, of course, do the predictions on the pod because we just... I forgot, actually. But I told yesterday to people, say, who do you think we get from Red Bull? And they were like guessing this and that. And I said, okay, we're probably going to get Laimer as a right back.
But why is he right back, though, man?
Because they already have...
Mukiele right back, yeah.
Yeah, rule breaker Mukiele, so they need another one.
Yeah, exactly that. Oh, boy.
Yeah, I don't see the logic either to put him as a... If they didn't have Mukiele, it would of course be fine. But when they have Mukiele already as a right back and a special card,
why not a left back? I don't know.
Left back or maybe something else.
And that's not because they already got Ndama, because they changed so much at Ndama that won't matter to them. They won't hurt each other there. So
yeah. So that's the card. It's okay. It's nothing wrong in that way, but. I just wish that it wasn't the same position as the Mukiele card that they already have as a right back.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But the card looks not bad at all. It costs around 150, 160k to do. There's two sections. and you get tradable players, which is nice. The first one is called Red Bull Leipzig. You get a gold players pack, costs around 20k to do. You need one Leipzig player, 83 rated squad, and 80 team chemistry. And then we have the Bundesliga one. You get a Primex player pack, and that one costs around 120k. You need one player from the Bundesliga, and minimum 85 rated squad, and minimum 70 chemistry. So that's not bad either.
No.
So, but the card is, as I said, yeah, it's...
You got to start him left back on 7, which are all with all the Guardians. Guardians of Gulaxi,
yeah.
And then you gotta put him at CDM or something, I think.
Yeah, he can play CDM quite well, but he has he has medium high work rate,
exactly,
which is nice.
Yeah,
yeah. So he should can you can swap him to a CDM, but then you need a midfielder to swap to to the fullback position, and there's gonna be lots of players switching around, but. Stats-wise, very good, I think. You can use him with an... Well, Anchor, for example, would help. And you can, of course, use him with a Shadow as well. Then it would be very good. And you can, of course, play a fullback with Shadow as well. Problem.
Yeah.
91-rated fullback with Shadow. So with 87 crossing, 88 short passing, 83 long passing, 81 vision. So 92 stamina, 80 strength, 92 aggression. So, and of course, if you use the Shadow, you'll have 93 sliding tackle, 92 standing tackle, 91 defensive awareness, and 97 interceptions with 99 acceleration, 99 sprint speed. Only thing is agility and balance, but there's still 79 and 77, 82 composure, 82 reaction, so that should be fine as well. So it's not a bad card at all. But should have been a different position, I think.
Yeah.
Left back would be okay, I guess.
At least you can fit them all in there, right? I mean, that would be easier. Yeah. But now, like, if you did Mukile and you think that's a fine card, which I think it still is, are you going to put this one as left back? I don't know.
No. They could have done the... Well, he already have a... Okofor Halstenberg. He has a left back card, but they could have put him to a CDM or something and boosted him. That would be cool because he has the body type and stuff to play play as a CDM as well. They could have given Kunate as well. CDM, for example, they could have given Angelino a left winger or something like that because he's been scoring a few goals as well in the Bundesliga this year. And if they boosted him with some pace and stuff, that could be a fun card as well. So they have, there's a few cards that they could have boosted in this team. And of course, they could have done Dani Olmo as well to boosted him. Somewhere, is Spain?
Yeah, well. True. That's a good goal, actually.
Or they could have done something totally different and used the striker Sørloth as a centre back.
Yeah, why not? Wouldn't be the first striker this promo we got as a central back. So
no, so
yeah. So I like the selection. I don't like him as a right back, but for the rest, his car is pretty good, and I think value for the money is definitely there.
Yeah, they could have done the young Kluivert as well. Put him as a striker or something.
Yeah, that's true. Has he actually played at all last 2 years? I've not seen anything of him yet.
And he's in this, at least in their squad, I think. So that Kluivert card could have been cool as a striker with a 4-star skill, 4-star weak foot, and high medium work rates already.
That's true. Well.
You could have used...
It's like, you did Adama, you did Navas... You did Marquinho?
Yeah.
Oh, you did a pretty decent amount of players still from this point. I did not do anyone yet.
Probably smartest.
No, I don't know that, but I mean, it's like, this card's fun, hard to link, hard to fit. Adama is, I think, good enough. Is he better as Mendy as left back, and will I rebuild my whole squad for him? I doubt it. Don't think so. Nope, not going to do it. Am I going to put him, I don't know, right back on 7? Nope, I got Lam right back, so that won't fit. So I'm going to skip on the Lam. He's too expensive for a super sub. Same goes for every card now, until now. I really like the right back from Torino, I think it was.
Who?
The Torino right fullback. The Argentina guy. I always forget his name.
Ansaldi.
Awesome card, Ansaldi. I can't fit him. So I'm like, nah, that's all right. That's been the whole promo for me thus far. Pretty decent cards. I think almost everyone was good value except for Wan-Bissaka. Really cool changes. But thus far, not for me.
But the funny thing about, or annoying thing about Ansaldi was that he was out just for a few days, while the other cards have been out for at least around 6 days. So I don't know why Ansaldi was out for such a short time compared to all the other ones.
Probably because he's actually really good, and people started noticing that after the weekend.
I did the loan, so I haven't had time to try him yet. But I've got a friend of mine that has the Lautaro Martinez freeze card, right winger one, and he really wanted to do Ansaldi.
But he's gone.
Yeah, he had the thing done because he wanted to see what was coming today, and he had the SPC open because you can submit a few minutes after they've changed it, you know, it ends.
Oh, okay.
So as long as if you're on console and you have it open, you can wait. I think, I don't know how many minutes or something, like how long it is, but if you have it open and the new promo is posted, you can see what player it is. But if, okay, I just want to do this, that ended, then you can do it. And he had set everything up and was ready to submit, and then suddenly his daughter, I don't know what she did, but she managed to make
sure. Oh, yeah, I always blame the kids. Sure. Yeah.
So he was like, oh, no, I was going to do him. Now I can't. I regret it.
Oh.
And he loves that Martinez card. He says he's really good as a striker.
Yeah, I think good stuff about him as well.
But one thing I want to mention about this Martinez card, it looks really nice and cool and can play striker and everything. Really cool. But this striker card has 80 stamina, and then this right wing card has 75. So I don't know why they downgraded his stamina. Mm.
Yeah, no idea.
Because a winger usually is more active running up and down and everywhere compared to a striker, maybe, unless it's Roberto Firmino, but because he's all over the pitch. But usually you should think a winger would need more stamina. So I don't know why they
need
the stamina.
I have no proof yet. So let me do a dark theory, okay?
Yeah, sure.
I think wingers and strikers get less stamina the more they get boosted now, because the more you boost the stamina, the longer they can maintain the high press, constant pressure, press on heavy touch stuff, manual press as well. That's something they want to get rid of the game. That's why it also is patched in the patch. But if you like give the big players now less stamina, it automatically corrects it. You want those big players, but suddenly you aren't able to push the whole match anymore. So... But I have no confirmation on that because I didn't check all the players. But that would make sense for me. So you can like stealthy nerf that tactic while bringing out new players as well.
But then they don't want... It sounds like they don't want versatility in squads, because if they kept the stamina, at least that would be okay-ish, I guess. But why not give him a +2 for stamina, 82 stamina?
Yeah, just one. It's just like I said. I'm just wondering out loud.
Yeah, so I don't see the logic in fixing it. That would, for me, this is the wrong way to try to fix a problem. by hurting the players.
Yeah, I don't know if you're exactly hurting them, because as long as you don't use a tactic, that stamina is still fine for the match.
I've used non-in for Messi, and I didn't put any press. I put them on conservative interceptions and even used him as a center forward on stay forward, and he still struggled with stamina at the end of matches without me sprinting like crazy with him all match either, as well.
Okay.
So that's when I have, and I don't have my wide players to come back in defense either. So I would at least, would be nice if it lasted 90 minutes.
Yeah, fair.
Fair. So that's just my opinion, because this card could have been really good, at least with 80, 85 stamina. Then he could play both wide and, of course, a striker. So, like, you have Sadio Mane, he has 90 stamina the in Form 1, 88 the normal card, and his freeze card has 90 stamina as well. So they didn't nerf the stamina on the freeze Mane card, so...
That's fair. I think my whole tinfoil hat theory just got debunked, so...
So, yeah, it's just...
Although I did say I didn't check yet, but it would make sense. No, so I don't know what that is. Yes. Anyways, yeah, he's not very expensive now, right?
It's 310k or something.
Decent.
It's not horrible, it's still too much, I think. It's a good card, of course, but I still think he should have been a little bit lower, but he probably dropped more. Depends on what's coming out as well, of course. So there's that. So we got, I don't know if you want to talk about the hints we have for the coming days for the players.
Give it away, go.
Tomorrow's striker. So my thinking is not very logical. we have some dreamy options like Dembele and Saint-Maximin, of course. But some people are saying it could be... French league as well, then I don't know who that could be, to be honest. If it's a French league striker, French, do you? Who it could be? Any suggestions?
No, I'm really thinking really hard.
It could be Ferland Mendy striker, but I doubt.
Nah, that's it.
so that's. But of course, it's a French player from Liga. No, it doesn't say actually which league it is. So that's
it is a French striker. All right.
Yeah. So I think it could maybe be
Saint-Maximin.
It could be a white player. I don't think it's Griezmann.
Saint-Maximin.
I would say him or Dembele. Dembele would be the dream, of course. It could also be Payet, but or Thuram, but I doubt it's Thuram now after he did that stupid thing in the match, which he got 6 matches suspension and €40,000 fine.
Yeah,
so I don't think
it's
him.
No, he's not going to get it. Saint-Maximin is my guess.
Could be Lemar. It could be Valbuena. They like to give Valbuena some cards as well.
That's true. Yeah. It is a shame it's going to be Saint-Maximin, else it could definitely be Valbuena.
If it's Saint-Maximin, of course, then I'll probably have to do it. I would, if it's Dembele, then of course I will do it. It could also be Thauvin, I think it's called, plays for Marseille.
You usually get some special cards.
Yeah. So it can also be Ikone, playing for Lille. Because he had a future stars, I think, last year.
Mm-hmm.
So there are some options, but of course...
Well, all French players are usually good these days. So.
Yeah, there are so many good French players. So would be cool if you got a Dembele, if EA is listening. I would be okay with Maximin, of course, as well. Both are fun cards.
Yeah, I'm curious. Of course,
people are going to probably complain anyways, no matter who we get. And Tuesday, that's tomorrow, so that's the striker French, and then we have Wednesday is a Wolfsburg player, I'm guessing CDM and Babu probably, or something with Joao Victor, but I'm guessing Mbabu is always getting something.
But is it said to be a CDM?
No, it's just at Wolfsburg, German club. Mm-hmm. And Mbabu is very popular, always been. the last few years. So that could be him. I can, of course, be a central defender, Weghorst, or I can't. Sorry for the pronunciation. I'm probably not even close.
No, it's all right. So, it's about Weghorst.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be Weghorst.
Or it could, yeah, it could be Roussillon as well, the left back.
He's, I mean, Weghorst has a terrific season thus far, so.
Yeah.
Will be cool to get him.
Yeah, and I know the. God, these player names. Gulavogui or something.
Gulavogui.
Yeah, something like that. He's popular as well.
Yeah, that's our number 23. Just saying.
Yeah, but I'm guessing Mbabu if I'm gonna guess something. But there's lots of cool options in that.
Okay, team. You're saying Mbabu, I'm gonna say Wout Weghorst.
Yep.
All right.
Wout is much easier to say.
Wout.
Yes, Wout, much easier. But then on Thursday.
This one we can just say because we're not recording. So.
Hmm.
We're not recording on Thursday, so we can just. Guess anything, and everyone will be forgetting it when we return. So it's going to be messy, right?
It's a Liverpool player as center midfield.
Oh, Bobby.
Could be, but I don't think so.
Oh, it's going to be Trent Alexander-Arnold.
It can be. That would be cool. But of course, he got the central midfield last year.
Oh, yeah. Like they don't repeat stuff, no.
So, yeah, that would be... I don't think we're going to get one of the biggest players. Well, put it like this. If we don't see Firmino in the team of the week, then it's him.
Oh, it's going to be Minamino. Minamino.
Yeah.
Minimo. The little...
Takumi.
Yeah.
That could be him as well, of course.
I'm going for him because we didn't have a Japanese-Spanish... Like a special card yet.
And it could be Shaqiri as well.
No, I don't. It's going to be Minamino. I don't know if you know
that. Minamino.
Minamino. Minamino.
Yes.
It's a bit, little bit like Speedy Gonzalez. Minamino.
I wish it could have been a special card with Curtis Jones, but he already has a center midfield bronze card. So
you already have so many Liverpool special cards, man. You shouldn't actually... You're getting yet another one. Did you already get Wijnaldum, by the way?
No. Oh. But he's dropping, so that's nice. They're in pack for us for 7 more days, I think. So I think I'll wait him to drop more.
I think that's safe. That's safe. All right.
But we'll see on Wednesday.
Definitely. You're saying for tomorrow, Dembele. And I'm saying Saint-Maximin.
Yeah. And I said Mbabu on Wednesday.
That we'll talk about Tuesday. About what we get them on Wednesday again. Okay. That way I can have some thinking time. Yeah.
Sure.
Awesome. Yngwie.
Yes.
I'm tired, man.
Yeah.
And I need to go to work. So I think I'll end this podcast though. But don't forget to tune in this Wednesday at around 9 p.m. it is, right? We were going live.
UK or...
Central European time. So 8 UK. With the guys from the Food Casual podcast, Chris and Chris will join us. So we've got Chris, John, and Yngwie. Gonna have a good time. Join us in the chat. This is the first time, if you're listening to the show, you can hop on live on Twitch and you can be part of the show by just, sending your question in chat or discussions and stuff. And we'll just be an interactive show. I can say one thing, it's not going to be a 15-minute show.
Ooh, there might be some breaking news. I don't know if it's true. I just need to check my sources.
You check your sources while I'll do the thing. You can find Yngwie at fgnoni on Twitter, and you can find him at littleant95 on the A forums. He's the 4411 specialist at the forums. You can find the show on anchor.fm/footreview, and if you want to support us and join our awesome community, and maybe even get some coaching with a little bit discount, go to our Patreon, which is patreon.com/footinreview. Of course, be sure to tune in this Wednesday, twitch.tv/footcoaching. I'm uploading also some new coaching videos on youtube.com/footcoaching. And if you want to get in touch with me directly, just reach out, footcoaching on all socials. And now I might have stalled enough time for Ingvi to confirm or not to confirm what his sources has to say about this breaking news.
No, this not the good sources yet. So then this was a Discord source.
All right, all right. You name it. This is going to be. Wait a minute. This is like the scary tune. I think this is a safe one, right? If he does do, this is a rumor. Just saying.
Should I mention? A guy said that Liverpool was going to sign Renato Sanchez, but I've not seen any of the more reliable sources say anything. So
I got feedback. I think from Portugal. What was that?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, on that note, Ingvi, we'll know soon enough. But for tonight. I don't know about you, but I'm going to drop it.
Drop it.
Drop it.
F-U. 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 T. 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 Interview. F-U. T.